USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate has voted 56-44 to proceed with the impeachment of President Trump. Impeachment manager Representative Jamie Raskin.
The sound of pounding on the door like a battering ram. It's the most haunting sound I ever heard, and I will never forget it.
Trump attorney David Schoen.
Grave concern for the danger to the institution of the presidency that I believe even convening these proceedings indicates. The joy I believed I would feel if I ever had the great privilege of appearing before this body is replaced by sadness and pain.
After President Biden destroyed thousands of jobs within minutes of his presidency with the stroke of a pen, Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, is urging President Biden to reverse course on the Keystone XL pipeline. In a new letter to the president sent Tuesday, Manchin argued that the pipeline is the safest mode to transport our oil and natural gas resources and support American union jobs. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Will the COVID-19 vaccine shot become an every year normality? USA Radio News' Dan Araki reports.
Community health centers will begin to get doses of coronavirus vaccine, the White House announced on Tuesday, as CVS and Walgreens pharmacies begin to administer shots later this week. Johnson & Johnson CEO Alex Gorsky believes a trip to the pharmacy for a COVID shot may be a thing for several more years. He tells CNBC that a yearly vaccine, much like the flu shot, may be necessary.
I think most people feel that this will be something where likely for the, yes, the next several years, we'll be getting a COVID-19 shot just like we would a flu shot. Now, exactly what that shot's going to be comprised of, I don't think we know today, but I think we could all imagine a future where we're living with this, but where we can keep the science, at pace with the virus, so that we can keep on living our lives.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Although House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has no idea how much the first failed impeachment of President Trump cost taxpayers, conservative estimates put the number at $32 million. And here we go again. How much treasure and waste of time when other pressing issues are paramount will the government spend for a second impeachment trial? USA Radio News Dan Araki has more.
Arguments will continue Wednesday in former President Trump's second impeachment trial, with each side being given 16 hours to make their case. Senator Ted Cruz says the week will be nothing more than political theater. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that every senator knows the trial will end in acquittal, but Democrats remain focused on President Trump instead of the issues facing the nation.
It is going to end with the president being acquitted. In order for the president to be convicted, it takes 67 votes in the U.S. Senate. That's not going to happen. It's not going to get 67 votes. It's not going to get close to 67 votes. Every one of the 100 senators knows that. Every one of the House managers knows that. But this is political theater because rather than address the real problems, the real challenges we have in this country, rather than focus on getting kids back in school and getting tens of millions of Americans back to work, the Democrats want a week of just political theater raging at Donald Trump.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Senate voted 56-44 to move forward with the impeachment. The Senate convenes at noon Eastern. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.